now 7 after the hour, the Monday, March 31st. Ooh, the end of the month. Woohoo! Monday, the 31st of March. Tomorrow, April showers bring May flowers. But if you're in the Northeast, excuse me, you had a few early April showers just to keep you on your toes. So there's a lot of flooding yesterday in the Northeast from Washington up the corridor, New York, around New England. Good thing it wasn't snow, Kenny. That's all I can say. It would not have been a pleasant sight had it been snow. Not so sure it was a pleasant sight anyway, given the fact that a lot of flooding has taken place. But we have our blessings to be thankful for, and that's maybe the way you should start this hour or this day of your life, thinking about the things that you are thankful for. I'm certainly thankful we have something that's exciting to talk about, as that Malaysian airline flight. Wow, there's so much new to talk about. The latest. That's almost kind of silly to say. It feels silly to say, because there's nothing new. The search planes are in the air, back after a couple of days of really bad weather over there. This is the story of an Australian search team. They got photos yesterday of four, count them, one, two, three, four objects in the search area of the Indian Ocean, which, if I remember, is only the size of the state of Alaska, calling it one of the most promising leads they've come across. However, to me at this point, it seems silly, except we're spending time on something that a lot of people seem to want to spend their time on, and that's my job here, to report on what people are talking about. It doesn't keep me from saying what I think, and what I think is that we have our hopes raised and then dashed. Raised and then dashed. Raised and then dashed. On Saturday, a Chinese search team located some crash debris. Whoops, wait a minute, not so fast. Suspected, maybe, possibly, it could be crash debris, but it turned out to be a dead jellyfish.
You know, it's hard not to laugh.
It is hard not to laugh. It's so silly, all this stuff.
What a circus.
Really is. All right, so Ken Kessler and I here to entertain your thoughts on this at 888-302-3684. Or let's see, you can try emailing me or Ken. It's Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Or you can Facebook, and you can flash us on Facebook. How's that? Or Twitter. Twitter at Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. So the search team today includes military planes from Australia, New Zealand, Japan, China, South Korea, U.S., Malaysia. 10 ships that are combing. I love that term, combing the area. So let's see, what does anybody have to say about this that makes any difference or any sense? As you know, during the Monday morning Good Day program, during this hour, I say as you know, I don't want to assume anything. Those of you who may be new to the program, this hour is devoted to things that are on News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, that make for conversation about the issues of the day and the stories of the day. So from this week on ABC, George Stephanopoulos talks to correspondent David Wright, who is embedded in one of those search teams. Wow. Don't you love that term? I think that was coined in Iraq, wasn't it? Embedded with the troops. Does that mean you're in bed with the troops?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Anyway, so Stephanopoulos has aviation expert Colonel Steve Ganyard about the latest. This is it, folks. Dun, 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 dun. The latest from the search area, on the search, from the search. It's here. We got it.
With the clock ticking down on those black box batteries, more ships and planes have joined the massive effort to identify new debris. ABC's David Wright is embedded in the search.
From the deck of the Ocean Shield, an Australian vessel built to handle the roughest of seas, sub-Antarctic conditions, this ship is now getting set to ship out into the search area.
It'll take 3 to 4 days just to reach the search area. Hopefully by then, search teams will have found the debris field from Flight 370. Today, 10 planes are out looking, several of them reporting they have spotted objects in the water. But until surface vessels are able to retrieve them, we won't know if they're from the missing plane. The Ocean Shield will be searching under the water, towing a U.S. Navy pinger locator like this one, listening for the beacons on those black boxes.
How big a noise does this thing make?
You can see the size. If you were to put it in the water, you wouldn't be able to hear it with your ear.
The vessel is also carrying a U.S. Navy submersible robot to be used to map any any underwater wreckage and plan how best to salvage it.
How long a journey are you preparing for?
We're preparing for anywhere up to 45 days.
And in a sign that Malaysia is no longer calling all the shots, a retired member of Australia's equivalent to the Joint Chiefs of Staff took command of the multinational task force searching these waters. Time is of the essence now, not least because the batteries on those black box recorders are running out.
Steve, we just heard from David Wright. The clock is ticking. Those batteries could run out by early next week. This is make or break time.
It sure is, George. If you remember in the past couple weeks down here in these lower search areas, we've really been chasing ghosts on satellite images. But in the past couple days, an international body of aviation experts has gone back and looked at the data and said, no, we think the best place to look is up here in this new search area. It's some 700 miles to the northeast of the old search area. The good news is that these waters aren't as rough. The currents aren't nearly as difficult. And some of the water's a little bit shallower. But if you look at it's the size of the country of Poland, and really we're back to square one on the search area.
And if those black boxes go silent, we may never know what happened.
That's right. And the black boxes are going to be heard, as we say, as David Wright just saw, coming off from a ship that will have to transit out to this area. It'll take 3 or 4 days to get out there. And then when they do their operations, they will work only as fast as a person can walk. So think about that. Searching something the size of Poland at only a walking pace. You can see that we have 3 to 4 days before that pinger runs out.
Yeah. That sounds like a worthwhile effort, right? Yeah. How about we walk the country? Poland's bigger than Alaska, too, right? Poland, that area, is about the same size as Alaska. Oh, what difference does it make if you're walking it? It does seem all very silly and simplistic, and it caps people. It really has done something I can't remember for a long time. I think the O.J. trial was the last time anybody was that hot on something like this. At any rate, we'll pause for Poland is about a sixth of Alaska, I was just told by Evan. Huh. All right. That's very nice. Thank you, Evan. That was very sweet. You whispered sweet nothings in my ear. 888-302-3684 at 14 after. This is Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Doug Steffen program with a focus on the Malaysian airliner right now. Still, let's listen to this radio excerpt from Johnny Wendell and Mo Kelly talking about the nonstop coverage of this from CNN.
Is this not the most appalling, saddest indictment of the 24-hour news cycle in the history, brief history of the 24-hour news cycle? They don't have anything. And why don't they admit it?
Sometimes I would accuse you of being hyperbolic, but not this time.
No.
You are spot on. When you have Don Lemon trying to ask a question with a straight face as to whether it might be black holes or some other supernatural force.
Like the Bermuda Triangle moved to another ocean, yes.
He wrapped up Bermuda Triangle, black holes, and the series Lost in the same question to an aviation expert. And that is passed off as news coverage?
And the expert looks at him like, you have to, like, why? You know, in fact, if I am an expert on this sort of thing, I'm not even going to look at Mr. Lemon. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say to myself, my job is really unnecessary. Mr. Lemon, I'll tell you what happened. A gigantic pink unicorn jumped off a cloud. And as you know, unicorns have great big horns on their head. And it stuck right through the engine compartment of Flight 370. And then the unicorn, which grew wings because it's also partially a griffin, flew off to Jupiter with the 370. That's exactly what happened, Mr. Lemon. You happy now, pal?
Okay. Given the question that was asked, that's a plausible
answer. Appropriate response. Okay. I have to tell you, as somebody that has been writing for newspapers since 1988 and been on the radio since 2002, when I see this crapola that passes for news coverage of this airplane story, I mean, and you want to know how it's manifested itself? My barometer for news, in a lot of ways, is my wife. My wife's a nurse. She works with a lot of other nurses. They sit around waiting for babies to pop. That's their gig, right? So they do talk about the news items of the day. So I know. It's like if the nurses are talking about it, it's important. You know what they talk about every day now? How come this is a news story when they never tell us anything? They go, there's debris floating off Australia 6 hours later. Ba-da-ba-boom, ba-ba-ba-bum. It's nothing. Oh, now it's Indonesia. Oh, now it's Malaysia. They've discovered like a can of Pennzoil floating off of Sri Lanka. That could be it. And she tells me that her nurse cronies are like, enough of this already. If you don't know, why don't you just shut up?
The problem with that is we have rewarded stupidity. CNN's ratings have been higher than they have been in some 2 years. So how can we tell CNN we need more substantive news coverage when they're in the business of gathering eyeballs? And this is working for them.
That's it. They're all about the eyeballs. All right. So we have 21 after the hour, it appears to me. Doug Steffen with a celebration of what today really is, the importance of baseball in America, because this is the first week of baseball in America. How swell is that?
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Essence of this week, as a matter of fact, this day, is to start the baseball season. Let's get at it. 162 games on tap for every member of that group, that esteemed group. And as a child, I remember being fascinated by listening to various renditions of Casey at the Bat. I remember my English teacher in the seventh grade thought there was the first male teacher I think I ever had. There was something very special about the poem. And when you listen to it interpreted by James Earl Jones, it's really cool. I don't know if we have time for all of it here, but I thought as an extra, those of you who are so tied up in the exciting things in the world, like what happened to the plane, might like have a little bit of a respite and bring yourself back to when you first heard this or read this. Where were you when you first heard Casey at the Bat?
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2 with but one inning more to play. And when Cooney died at first and Barrow did the same, a sickly silence fell upon the patrons of the game. A straggling few got up to go in deep despair. The rest clung to that hope that springs eternal in the human breast. They thought if only Casey could get a whack at that, we'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey, as did also Jimmy Blake. And the former was a Lulu, and the latter was a cake. So upon that stricken multitude, grim melancholy sat. For there seemed but little chance of Casey's getting to the bat. But Flynn let drive a single to the wonderment of all, and Blake the much despised tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had lifted and the men saw what had occurred, there was Jimmy safe at second and Flynn a hugging third. Then from 5,000 throats and more, there rose a lusty yell. It rumbled through the valley, it rattled in the dell, it knocked upon the mountain and recoiled upon the flat. But Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a smile on Casey's face. And when responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt 'twas Casey at the bat. A 1,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 5,000 tongues applauded when he wiped them on his shirt. Then, while the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance gleamed in Casey's eye. A sneer curled Casey's lip. And now the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air, and Casey stood a-watching it in haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. Very my style, said Casey.
All right, so... There's more to it, obviously, but as luck would have it, time does not allow us to play the whole thing, and he'd say, why'd you start playing it? So you'd go find it on your own, and you'd listen to the whole thing with hopefully a son and a daughter around, or a grandchild, to listen to Casey at the bat.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized you taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I'd like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money, 800-543-9262.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Tomorrow, first day of April, got all that handled. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, to overview the top stories of the day conversationally with a lot of input in this hour from various people doing talk radio and talk television programs. 4 hours of talks yesterday. Secretary of State Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov failing to come up with a mutual diplomatic solution to the situation in the Ukraine. Both the U.S. and Russia agreed the situation needs to be resolved without the use of force, but they didn't break the deadlock over how to proceed. Kerry called for an immediate pullback of the troops on the border, also ruled out discussion of Russia's demand for Ukraine to become a loose federation until the Ukrainians are actually at the table. Ah, what an idea. What a concept. Whew. Bring in the people that you're talking about. All right, so let's get a couple of bits and pieces from the Sunday morning news programs about this. From CBS, Scott Pelley talks to President Obama about the Russians and their troops.
Before this interview, you would have just received your intelligence briefing. What are you seeing on the Ukrainian border that worries you?
Well, this is not something that would be just in my briefing. I think it's well known and well acknowledged that you've seen a range of troops massing along that border under the guise of military exercises, but these are not what Russia would normally be doing. And it may simply be an effort to intimidate Ukraine, or it may be that they've got additional plans. And in either case, what we need right now to resolve and de-escalate the situation would be for Russia to move back those troops and to begin negotiations directly with the Ukrainian government as well as the international community.
What is Vladimir Putin after?
Well, if you take him at his word, then...
Can you?
Well, on this, I think he's been willing to show a deeply held grievance about what he considers to be the loss of the Soviet Union. You would have thought that after a couple of decades that there would be an awareness on the part of any Russian leader that the path forward is not to revert back to the kinds of practices that were so prevalent during the Cold War, but in fact to move forward with further integration with the world economy and to be a responsible international citizen. He said that he considers the breakup of the Soviet Union to be tragic. I think there's a strong sense of Russian nationalism and a sense that somehow the West has taken advantage of Russia in the past and that he wants to, in some fashion, reverse that or make up for that. What I have repeatedly said is that he may be entirely misreading the West. He's certainly misreading American foreign policy. We have no interest in encircling Russia, and we have no interest in Ukraine beyond letting the Ukrainian people make their own decisions about their own lives. And it is true that we reject the notion that there is a sphere of influence along the Russian border that then justifies Russia invading other countries. Certainly they're going to have influence because of trade and tradition and language and heritage with Ukraine. Everybody acknowledges that. But there's a difference between that and sending in troops because you're bigger and stronger, taking a piece of the country. That is not how international law and international norms are observed in the 21st century.
Why is it up to us to be the spokespeople for all the folks that may agree with that? Why isn't there somebody else that could be, I know, because America is so big and important on the international stage, right? Is that it? So there's the president talking. Notice the president is pretty visible. Do you think that, this is an aside, does that, I don't want to use the word cheapen, but does it lessen the impact of what the president has to say if he is as visible as he seems to be, or do you like the fact that he's more visible? And I'm making no judgment here. I'm asking you to just think about it. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, or Ken, same address. Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace talking to Congressman Mike. I'm going to put a parenthesis.
Careful.
Yeah, I know. Mike Rogers, who's going to start doing a radio program. The world needs another guy like him with his point of view. Anyway, they talk about the buildup of Russian troops on the border.
Let's start with Putin's phone call with President Obama. While the White House portrays this as Putin discussing pursuing a diplomatic resolution, the Kremlin says that he called to talk about extremists threatening ethnic Russians in Ukraine. What is your best analysis, given particularly the buildup of Russian troops along the border with Ukraine? What's your analysis? Is Putin looking for a way out, or simply setting the stage for another invasion?
He is absolutely not looking for a way out. So you have two environments going on at the same time, Chris. You have the Ukraine issue and you have the Georgia issue. So they're moving some of their most advanced equipment into South Ossetia. No reason to do that. The Georgian army really poses no threat. That's certainly concerning. And then you see all of the Russian movement along the border, and you see Russian covert influence operations, meaning they have their intelligence officials and their special forces inside Ukraine trying to foment this notion that the Russians should come in. There is no way that I would take that as any other sign other than he is looking for a way to find his land bridge from Crimea to Transnistria along the northern Baltic Sea area, which is right along the Moldova and Ukraine border.
So when you say you see no other explanation, are you saying you think he's going to move into eastern Ukraine?
I would look at it today, and nobody really knows. They don't know what his intentions are, other than you can gauge by history and what his actions are today. He really, if he was going to protect Crimea from a military perspective, there's a water source that's several hundred kilometers north of Crimea, and he needs a land bridge to connect Crimea and the Transnistria area that's already said it wanted to be part of the Russian Federation. That's right along the top of the Baltic Sea area. So if I were looking at this and going to lay down some stakes of where he was going, that's exactly what I would think he would do. He would do that first, the southern part, and then he would continue his covert influence campaign in the east of Ukraine. And it's unfortunately, there's just not a lot that can happen. I mean, the United States said we're going to give MREs. I think they're finally getting here this weekend, but it's taken us weeks just to get food to the folks who are saying they want to stand up to Russian aggression in the east of Ukraine.
You know, I sort of figured this out on Friday when the announcement was made that Mike Rogers, who is the chairman of the House, Homeland Security Committee, something that has to do with what's going on with our international picture in focus. Anyway, he's been in Congress, I think, eight terms, and now he's going to start doing a syndicated talk radio program. And I said cynically a few minutes ago that, well, the world needs another guy like him.
he will beat the same drum. It's the same stuff that you listen to when you're listening to Sean, or you're listening to Rush, or you listen to Savage, or it's just the same stuff. And I don't find him a very colorful figure, so I just wonder what there was about him. Is it his area of expertise? They got the people who gave him a contract to start doing a talk radio program. I just don't... first of all, I don't get... A lot of you are listening to this program on stations that are decidedly political and decidedly to the right, which is great during the course of the day. But how much of this stuff can you listen to and find, from management's point of view, a building audience? It's the same approach. It's the same thing day in and day out. And it's worn out, frankly, about as much as the discussion, actually more so than the discussion of the search for the plane. It's just worn out. I don't get it, but especially in an era when trying to find more ears to listen to the radio and there's so much competition because there are a lot of other things that people can listen to, podcasts, which have sometimes radio programs in it, like this one, for example, podcast at Radio 1, O-N-E, radio, well, radio, not radio, good, Doug, at podcast1.com, podcast O-N-E.com. Listen to the program, a summation of what we've discussed over the course of about an hour and a half. Get the whole thing squeezed together there, podcast1.com. Okay, so in a moment, we're going to bring ourselves back around to another item of interest, and this has been something that has captured my attention since last week, the story of the mudslide. In an update, maybe this is the final rendering of, well, although there'll be people digging around there for a long time, but updates anyway, and conversation from the world of talk radio when it comes to this mudslide coming up. It's 16 before the hour.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks. Then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile, 800-865-7602, risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
I'm
here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever from the number one name in acne care. If your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-272-7849. 1-800-272-7849. That number again is 1-800-272-7849.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's get a focus. A couple of hosts over the weekend talked about the way the news media was fixated once again on the death toll instead of the rescue efforts in the situation in Washington State with the mudslide happening there last weekend. Here are our hosts Tom Tangney and John Curley.
Who are the press representing? Are they just representing people, you know, the curiosity
yes.
of their editors
yeah.
back calling the shots? Or do they speak for the other families? One of the journalists asked a very interestingly phrased question, which is, you know, you announced yesterday that this morning where there's going to be a big rise in the number of victims. And the families are expecting that. And now you are extending their agony by not releasing them after promising that. He sounded like he felt like he was a spokesman for the families involved that want to get resolution. The question is, are they or not? That's another issue that needs to be addressed. Is the media just being the media because they want to get the latest story?
Yeah, the media, I think.
Or are they actually doing the work of a lot of frustrated families that can't express their frustration because they don't have access to Chief Hotz?
I think one part of it is statistics are the grist of these press conferences, right? Numbers, numbers, numbers. How many people? Numbers, numbers. So you put numbers on the headline.
I mean, even more names. Importantly, names to get the dramatic story behind it. But anyway,
right, but I think that's, and you get into a feeding frenzy. I mean, why aren't you giving us these numbers? You promise you'd tell us how many more. Red light.
Right off the bat here, Lynn writes in, listening to the Oso press conference right now, and I'm disgusted by the media's obsession with a body count. Disgusting. Back off, jerks. How many people live in Arlington? Maybe we could do weekly updates instead of every morning. Mars Beyond writes, the fire chief needs a day off. He's obviously stressed, and those press jackals need to go home. I feel that the reason people are pushing for numbers on those recovered from the mudslide is because they want to know how many families have been able to have closure of having their loved one found. I am concerned as I listen for the families that may never get that closure. And I know if it was my family member, I would want to be able to have the closure of my loved one being found. It would make a big difference to me. That's Christina. I don't know how many you want this. Of course the press is out of line. They're not representing the families. They're representing a 24-hour machine.
Yep, that's what it is. Feed the hungry beast. All right, so I don't think there's anything new, Kenny. You've got any comments on that at facebook.com/goodday or at Twitter at Good Day Show? Anything on the mudslides?
No, not really. Just everybody is saying that their prayers for the survivors. But, you know, it's just a horrible tragedy.
That's pretty much it.
There's not a lot of comments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really all anybody has to say.
All right, so then let's rally people around the beginning of the baseball season. Let's even get our focus on that to lighten it up and have a little fun. Our poll today, as a matter of fact, at DougSteffen.com, now that the Final Four are set, who do you hope wins the NCAA college basketball tournament next week? Again, basketball, baseball, fun times. Who do you hope wins? Connecticut Huskies, Florida Gators, Kentucky Wildcats, Wisconsin Badgers. There is no Heidelberg in there, so I'm not interested. Looks like there have been some pretty good games, though. And the controversy about whether the college basketball players should be paid is a biggie. 51 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen along with the Ken Kessler monitoring your thoughts. It wouldn't be a complete day here on Good Day if we didn't have some sort of discussion. I know that those of you who have been listening so far, maybe to the entire hour, are disappointed we haven't had any discussion of Obamacare. Well, your time has come. As we know, there's excitement galore over the deadline, or is there a deadline for signing up for Obamacare. Here's the latest. Is this the latest? Probably not. But it's conversation. Radio host Mike O'Neill and Mike Russell talking about the delay for the deadline in signing up for the Affordable Care Act.
I know Kathleen Sebelius was asked about this new extension for the individual mandate. This, we're going to kick it down the road a bit here. She was asked about the extension, and she was reminded that she assured everyone that there would be no more extensions. To that, she replied, "It's not an extension, but we'll give you more time." one of the most embarrassing moments, I think, in this whole Obamacare debacle. But what we play into it as the right, when she said that, all cheered. Yay, look how incompetent they are. Woo! And the Democrats all slapped their foreheads and said, "Why we'll put her in charge?"
I did see a tape the other day with George Bush extending the deadline for the prescription drug coverage. These are big, complicated things.
But come on. Okay, so is that what the left is going to do? Because we're talking about the politics of Obamacare. So is that what the left is going to do? Say, well, Bush did it. Although we all ran on, we're not Bush, we're better than him, we're smarter than him, he's an idiot, blah, blah, blah. Bush did it, so we can do it.
Here's what I think is going to happen in this campaign. Number one,
which campaign?
You notice there's a campaign for re-election this year.
Well, no, I understand that. I'm not talking for the President of the United States.
Entire Congress. Here's the underlying polling data. When you say Obamacare, it evokes some negativity.
We learned that in Florida.
The Democrats know that when you piece it apart into most of the pieces are widely supported, except the mandate. You know, we love the sugar, we don't love the pain. But then I think the key question, and this is what the Democrats are clearly going to play off of, when you ask people, should we kill Obamacare, should we keep it, or should we reform and refine it, there is a clear plurality in favor of the latter. And so I think that produces the game plan for the Democrats this year. And Senator Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, a conservative Democrat, one of the more conservative Democrats in the Senate, put together a proposal that basically is one of what I think you're going to see a number of these. What he proposed to do was we've got a platinum and a silver and a bronze. Let's make a copper plan. Let's make a Obamacare light option.
A dirt plan.
So that people can get in even cheaper. And what that does is, I think, play to the distribution of opinion that you're going to see. The Democrats would like for this choice to be, shall we reform this or shall we trash it? Because they know the answer to that. And the public has some misgivings about aspects of it, but is not willing to trash it.
All right. So you got a sort of mixed bag of conversation. To add nausea to this subject that goes on and on and on. Candy Crowley on CNN on the Sunday morning chat show they have there talks to analyst Bill Burton, Kevin Madden, and Darlene Superbill about the numbers of those who have signed up.
It's the March 31st deadline, but now it's not really the March 31st deadline. It's some other deadline, so the people who might have had problems can sign up whenever the Republicans grabbed onto that and said, see, it just doesn't work. Meanwhile, the White House was out going, whoa, 6 million people have enrolled here. It's a really good week for us. So which was it, good week, bad week?
Amazingly. Oh, 6 million people have signed up, and that's before this huge surge in people who have come to the website and who are signing up right now. You know that they're going to announce some big number at the end of the enrollment period, which will be impressive. This is an enormous undertaking. More than 10 million people, besides the 6 million who have signed up, now have health insurance that didn't currently have it. People aren't being denied health care because of pre-existing conditions. And, you know, taking on such a big thing is hard, and yeah, there were some bumps, but ultimately, this is a great development for Americans.
Look, I mean, Obamacare's numbers speak for themselves. It's a very unpopular program. It's a political liability for Democrats. No matter how Bill or other Democrats spin it, a number of Democrats are going to be running in this 2014 midterm election, trying to draw contrast with the White House and essentially running away from the president on this. So I increasingly think that the public sees it as a poorly implemented and too costly right now, and it's going to be a big reason that Republicans have very good gains in the 2014 midterms.
But you do have to sort of it up to a good week for the White House when you consider going back to October when the open enrollment period began and there were all the problems with the website and there were a lot of doubts about whether the White House would even meet its 6 million target. And so here it has met the target and could possibly succeed it. So.
Wow, isn't that exciting? I guess it depends on how you count. Can you count from 1 to 2 without getting lost? Huh. All right.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.